Bill. It's a mother and daddy, and there are three young ladies. Make them welcome tonight with your prayers and breathe out a prayer for them and their behalf, that they can feel free as they begin to sing this evening. Remember that we do not applaud, but we do welcome a hearty amen. So at this time, the Milby family.
God bless you, Brother Wayne. Thank you so much. Before we sing tonight, I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. When I was a boy of 12 years old, a little church down in Grayson County, I bowed down on my knees and I gave my heart to the Lord, and He accepted me in. I appreciate Him and His love for me, for the many, many times He's carried me through down through life when I had nowhere else to turn but to Him. He's always been that solid rock that I could lean on. And I praise His name tonight for His goodness. It's a pleasure for us to be here.
Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its taste. Whenever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. How with joy o'erflows, no tongue can tell. I thank God for the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its taste. Whenever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well.
Blessed is the fountain in a barren land. Satisfies the thirst of an inner man. No better place could be found to dwell.
Oh, won't you come to the well?
Oh, I
keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its taste. Whenever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. I keep coming back to the well, back to the well.
This next song we want to sing for you all is a song that was written back in the 1970s, and it's a song we just began singing recently. I love the message of this song. Listen now as the girls sing Gentle Shepherd.
Gentle Shepherd. Another day.
Praise the Lord. How many of you all know that gentle shepherd tonight? I'm so thankful for him and for his gently guiding his sheep down through life. And he's done that with me. I want to sing next for you a song. Tess and Brooke and I are going to sing this one. This is a song that I wrote a few years back, and we just began singing it recently. We live in Hodgenville, which is close to Elizabethtown. And Kathy and I had been to Elizabethtown that afternoon and had run around different places. And you know how it is. You're going to go to town for a few minutes, and you come back. It's 3 hours later. And came back home, and I sat down in my chair, and I sighed like I know every one of you all have. And I said, boy, it's good to be home. And a thought occurred to me that one of these days when I cross Jordan's River and go through the gates of heaven and my feet touch gold, I'm going to say, boy, it's good to be home. And I wrote this song. It's called It's Good to Be Home. Listen. In this world of doubt and confusion, I'm looking forward to that homecoming day when I see the sun come breaking through the clouds. He'll pick me up and carry me away to that land so bright and fair. And when I get to that land, I know just what I'll say.
It's good to be home,
and free from sin surrounding me. In a world of trouble and sorrow I've left behind,
well, I know
that I'm safe in my Father's house up above the clouds. And it's good to be home where I know that I'm free at last.
When I reach that land so fair, I'll see all my friends and my loved ones there, and the King of Kings who paid the awful price. He'll say, my son, you're welcome home, and here's a robe of white. For 10,000 years and more, I know just what I'll say.
Well,
it's good
to be home.
To be home and free from the sin surrounding me. In a world of trouble and sorrow I've left behind,
well, I know
that I'm safe in my Father's house up above the clouds. And it's good to be home where I know that I'm free at last. Well, it's good to be home where I know that I'm free at last.
We'll do one now called Lay Your Burdens at His Feet.
Lay your burdens at the feet of Jesus. Let Him bear your heavy load. He will lead you through the lonesome valley as you travel on life's road. Lay your burdens at His feet.
Lay your burdens at the Savior's feet.
Your burdens at the feet of Jesus. Lay your burdens at His feet. Trust His promises and doubt Him never. A sure and precious friend. Let His will be gladly praise Him ever. Lay your burdens at His feet.
Lay your burdens at the Savior's feet.
Your burdens at the feet of Jesus. Lay your burdens at His feet. His feet. Lay your burdens at the Savior's feet. Your burdens at the feet of Jesus. Lay your burdens at His feet. Lay your burdens at His feet.
Well, we've sung about four songs now, and I realized I've forgotten to introduce my family to you, so let me do that. Down on the far end is my oldest daughter, Tess. Tess just turned 13 in January, and Tess is a guitar player and a mandolin player and a fiddle player and a piano player. So we're going to let her do a little picking for you here in just a minute. And then next we have Grace, and Grace is 9 years old. And Grace is a fiddle player, and she's going to be playing for you just a minute. And next we have Brooke. Brooke is 11 years old, and she is, you might say, the vocal quarterback of this group. She kind of, we kind of follow her lead, and we're so proud of our girls. And then the little girl down on the end here, closest to me, is Kathy. And Kathy, I better not tell your age. But we've been married for 16 years, and we recently did a recording in the spring of last year, and this fellow that I work with wanted me to bring him one in, so I took it in, and he looked at Kathy, and he said, "Now, how old is your oldest daughter here?" So I said, "Well, you wait till I tell her that." She really liked that. My name is Robin, and we're from Hodgenville, like I say, and it's just a pleasure to be here tonight. I want Grace to get her fiddle now, and I think I'm going to have her do a couple for you, if that's all right. This is not a full-size fiddle, as you can see. She started out in a smaller fiddle, and we rent these fiddles from Royal Music here in Bowling Green. But she started out in a real small fiddle. I think it's called an eighth-size fiddle, and she finally graduated out of that into a bigger fiddle as she's gotten bigger herself. And she keeps asking her teacher if she can have a full-size fiddle, and he tells her no, she's not ready yet. But we're going to let her do, let's just do one verse and chorus of Just Over in the Glory Land, okay? When the roll's called up yonder, okay? Tess is going to play The Old Rugged Cross for you. ahead and do that other one. Just a closer walk with thee. We love the old songs. Kathy and I in particular really love the old songs out of the church hymnal on the Heavenly Highway, just like you all have here. And those two songbooks are two of the books that we have in our church as well. And as you'll find out in a minute, we're going to sing a song from the 30s. But there are a few newer songs still being written that are good. I mean, I think it's bad to say, you know, if it's new, it's not necessarily good as far as music. This next song we want to sing, it was written by Darrell Williams. Darrell Williams writes and performs with Darrell Williams Trio. And this one you may have heard. It's typically sung around Christmas. It's called Glory to God in the Highest.
Look up, fear not, the angel said, behold, the Messiah's come, the one of whom you read. And as he spoke to man that day, the heavenly host around the throne joined in to say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, the goodwill toward men. Heavenly angels announced his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing glory. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. And still today, the wise men come, offering their praise to God's anointed one. And as they speak, their heartfelt love, this glorious sound falls on my ears from up above. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, the goodwill toward men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing glory. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest. Peace, goodwill toward men.
Angels announce his arrival in the town of Bethlehem.
Glory, sing hallelujah.
He
will save us.
Glory to God in the highest glory.
Hallelujah to the
Lord, amen.
Glory to God in the highest glory.
Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God in the highest.
Did you want us to take a break or sing all the way through? I want us to do that medley that you all do, going back to the old songs. Now this next one, I think they've got about three songs put together, and these are songs that you will all know. Listen now as they sing.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. There will be a happy meeting in heaven, I know, when we see the many loved ones we've known near below. Gather on the blessed hilltops with hearts all aglow. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad day, a wonderful day. Glad day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. When with the Savior we enter the glory, then won't it be wonderful there? In it the troubles and cares of the story, then won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear over there. Joyously singing with harp bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there?
Well, we'll do three or four more for you. This next song, I always like to find out who wrote the song and when the song was written. To me, that's really interesting. I think that songwriters don't get enough credit for, you know, the big groups get up and sing, and that's who you hear on the radio. But somebody, somewhere down the line, has been praying and reading the Word and trying to live a clean life and wrote that song. You know, and without that songwriter there, that you would have never heard that song on the radio or on your CD or whatever you listen to, or heard it in your church even. This next song was written in the late 1960s, and we just recently heard it, you know, a year or so back, and just fell in love with the song. It talks about, you know, really getting down to the roots of why did Jesus Christ, you know, in his perfection, took it upon himself to come down to us in flesh and blood and walk amongst men and women who did not respect him and did not love him and treated him poorly and spat on him and cursed him and eventually put a crown of thorns upon his head and nailed him to the cross. And you know, if you ask yourself, why did he do that? Really, why did he do that? And the only answer is because he loved us. And this next song talks about that, and I just love this old song. It's called It Was Love.
Moving up for Aaron. rejoicing.
In the heaven bound will there be voicing.
I've been redeemed by love and grace divine.
By love and grace divine.
Dwelling in that wondrous land supernal.
Praising Christ the blessed King eternal.
I'll be glad I finally made the climb.
Headed up the road that leads to glory,
as we sing about the gospel story.
Moving on up the mountain to that land of endless day.
All the saints and angels there will meet me,
and my Father will be there to greet me.
Moving up forever in heaven to stay.
Headed up the road that leads to glory,
as we sing about the gospel story.
Moving on up the mountain to that land of endless day.
All the saints and angels there will meet me.
My Father will be there to greet me.
Moving up forever in heaven to stay.
We're going to do a couple more for you before we finish up. And this next song was written in the late 1930s by a fellow by the name of Adgar, A-D-G-A-R, Pace. And if you look through your Heavenly Highway hymn or your inspiration book here or your church hymnal, you'll see Adgar Pace's name mentioned several times. He was one of the prolific songwriters of the period from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Along with a fellow by the name of Albert E. Brumley that wrote I'll Fly Away and so many others. Adgar Pace wrote That Glad Reunion Day. I Want to Be Ready to Meet Him. I think he had a hand in writing Heaven's Jubilee, O Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, and so many other songs. He also wrote this next song we're going to sing. It's called The Heavenly Parade. And it's out of that period. Many of you have heard of shape note singing, you know. People used to sing by looking at the notes. The notes were shaped back in those days, triangles and circles and rectangles, and people would sing the melodies of songs by looking at those notes and the harmonies of the songs. And this song comes out of that period and was sung, I'm sure, in singing notes, shape note schools all over the South. So we're not going to do the fa sol las on it, but we'd like to sing it for you. It's called The Heavenly Parade.
Our traveling days will soon be over here, and we shall cross the rolling tide. For we're down here for just a little while, our home's on the other side. Ambassadors true for Jesus our Redeemer, and it is a love crusade. For right against wrong, but soon we'll join the throng in heaven when the saints parade. My friend, that Jesus can redeem your soul from every known sin and make you pure within. Joy billows o'er you then will roll. A happy new song you will begin to sing to Jesus he the way hath made. To glory land fair you'll have a mansion there and join us in the saints' parade.
Songs, and I believe in this era of all these new songs coming up, I believe that we ought to hold on to those old songs. And it's our family's intention to always sing those old songs and not forget about them. Keep them alive if we can at all. It's been our blessing to be here tonight. I want to thank Brother Wayne for calling. I've told many people about our conversation, that first conversation. I told my wife about it, and she said, I appreciate him asking you that. We sing a lot of different places, and just to be honest with you, a lot of people call you up and just ask you to come sing for them, and they really don't know that much about you. And I appreciated Brother Wayne asking me those questions, and it did not bother me to talk to you about them. So I believe you called us like in September or October last year, and we've been looking forward to tonight ever since then. And Kathy and I went to school here in Bowling Green, and I was telling someone earlier, we took this exit off I-65, and that exit was not there when we were going to school in Bowling Green. So I kept saying as we were coming to, I knew he had said the cemetery and then the church, you know, so I knew we'd finally get to it, but I kept saying, where are we? Where are we at in Bowling? I don't understand. Then I finally saw the big red, white, and blue tower down here, and I used to live on 8th Street many years ago, and so I knew where I was at then. So, but it has been our privilege to be here tonight, and you all have been great to sing to and to be with, and I appreciate the Holy Spirit visiting with us tonight most of all. Praise the Lord for His goodness to us. I want to sing one more song, and this features the girls, and it's an old song that you all know. It's called I Surrender All.
Surrender all. Brother Dallas has said many times, and we've heard it preached on, study to show thyself worthy, and I'm not saying that just right, to be called one of his. I'm thankful for parents, mothers, and daddies that will train their children or teach their children in the way that brother and sister Milby have. I appreciate their song selection. I appreciate the spirit in which they were sung. We're going to ask you to stand at this time, and Brother Bob, if you would come and lead us in a congregational song, we're going to show our appreciation for this family by giving them a love offering. They didn't ask for anything. But Brother Greg and Brother Brian, my son-in-law Brian, would you two come and one of you get each side and pass the collection plate. Let's stand at this time. Brother Bob, if you would lead us in a song, please. Now, we have a special treat this evening for you. We have two young people out of the youth group. And Mackenzie and Shelby, would you all come on and do y'all's song at this time? We have Shelby Wheat and my granddaughter, Mackenzie, strode forward. I've told this before, but I've heard Brother Miles Elmore do that song and just cry over Glasgow. Heard him do that song a number of times. Someone to Care. I'm glad I know that one tonight, aren't you? I think Brother Joey has got a quartet for us worked up. So while he's finishing working it up, Sister Susan, do you have a song this evening? Elise, you can follow her if there's a song on your heart. Now, we do intend to get the Milbys back up for a couple of more songs at least. Please.